Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many. Day 11. I pray the Lord will open heaven over this 2020 Thrive. Today, over your lives and throughout this year, you are going to know His overflow and His open heaven everywhere you go in Jesus' name. Today, I want to speak prophetically around, wow, what a week we have just witnessed with the inauguration of President Donald Trump. From zero to hero, you are never down and out. Our God is the God of the comeback. He is the God of the divine turnarounds and the divine overturnings, as I've been prophesying over these recent years. And wow, what we have witnessed before our eyes is pretty miraculous right now. Whatever your opinions are of him personally or politically, I'm not speaking along those lines today, you'll be pleased to know. I'm speaking prophetically, because it's never about, the Lord never wants us battling against personalities, whatever side of the fence you are on with this, but against the principalities. God wants us standing for right policies. And I have to say, there are a lot of great policies and a lot of great things that I've been hearing coming out of that inauguration speech that I believe prophetically we want to arise and we want to take. And I am praying that the Lord will put the great back into Britain again. Where are you listening from? May that be your prayer too. May hope arise within you that our God can turn around. We are, as believers, the restraining force on the earth until Christ comes. The restrainer is the Holy Spirit who is within us. And until Jesus comes and he takes his church out of the equation, where then the restraining force, the scriptures show us, will be gone. I dread to think of what the anarchy will be like then. But in these days, this is an era of grace, of double grace, greater glory. Allow the Lord to rewrite the story and allow the Lord's purposes to be fulfilled. Ask of me and I will give you the nations and the ends of the earth for your inheritance. That's what the Father has promised to us through Jesus. And we want to be taking the nations back. We're not going to be on our watch allowing decline to continue. Woke, which will cause us to go broke, but we're going to rise up and be the voice. I thank God that no longer will freedom of voice and be buried. We are going to rise up and we're going to be that voice of change. We're going to be the voice of God. And the difference is with the church, we have a voice like no other, because when we speak the word of God, what we permit is permitted, what we do not permit is not permitted. What are we permitting or what are we not permitting on our watch? Thank God that the church has been rising up and praying, and we're seeing the divine turnaround in our days. We don't wrestle against personalities, but against principalities and powers. And we are called to pray for our leaders, pray for those who are put in position, pray for God to have his way. I want to start today by saying we need the Lord. God, help us. In Ezra 8:21-23, we read when Israel, the Jewish people were returning to Israel, they'd been given passage and been given that permission by the king there in Babylon, and they were making their way to Jerusalem. And we can pick up in verse 21 that the great leader of his day then, may our leaders rise with this prayer in their hearts. May this be for believers praying and fasting in the nations at this time. May this be our prayer too. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before God, to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. What they were doing is what God is calling us to at this time. Humble ourselves before him. Leaders and nations, humble yourself before the Lord. Return to him and he will return to you. Stay with him and he will stay with you. Abandon him and he will abandon us to our own devices. And we don't want that because it's going to be a mess. We need the Lord. What did they stop in their tracks and cry out to God for? For 3 days they prayed before they would move on strong. Prayer will set us up for a win every time. They prayed for God's protection. They prayed for God's provision. They prayed for God's power to be manifest. And they prayed that God would then lead them and their children. We need to put the oxygen mask on ourselves, like they tell us on an aeroplane, before we put the oxygen mask on children or on anybody else. And our oxygen mask today is the Word of God. It's humbly coming to him and yielding our all, saying, Lord, I'm going to rise up and I'm going to take responsibility. What is responsibility for believers? It is our response to his ability. It's our response to his word. It's our response to obediently doing everything that he says for us to do. It's our response to his ability that will then see safe boundaries placed around our lives, around our homes, around our churches, around our nations. Once again, we need to put on the oxygen mask, take responsibility of asking and being filled with God's Holy Spirit. Take that response to his ability to forgive us for all of our sins as we turn to him, that the Lord will save us. And we see here in Ezra that they were ashamed in verse 22 to request of the king an escort of soldiers and big chariots and horsemen to help them against the enemies that could come against them on the journey, on the road, because they'd spoken to the king saying, the hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him. So we fasted. That's what we're doing at this time, many around the world and in our churches. We fasted and we entreated. We desperately required of our God that he would do this for us, and he answered our prayer. God doesn't want us going to the world. The children of Israel were not seeking protection, provision, power from anything in this world or anyone in this world, not even the king. We don't seek anything from our governments. We seek the Lord and we pray for our governments. We pray for our leaders and rulers that they can rule with godly wisdom and with God's ways. And that means that there's blessing in our days and blessing in our nations. We don't want to be those who are seeking provision and seeking answers from this world, but all will be found ultimately in God's word. And we see here that God answered their prayer. He brought them to their promised land. He fulfilled his promises for their lives. There's healing for you today. There is victory for you today as you seek him first, as you believe his word, as you trust him to be your healer, to be your provider, to be your protector. He's going to lead you and your little ones. And when we put that oxygen mask on our own lives, then we can apply that oxygen mask to our children. The Holy Spirit is described as, his name is Ruach HaKodesh. It means breath of God, that we can breathe easy in this world, that God by his Spirit will bring ease, supernatural ease, to what isn't naturally easy. So we're going to wear the breath of God, the Holy Spirit, across our lives. We're going to wear the righteousness, the robe of righteousness Jesus gives to us. We're going to wear his provision and his power in our lives. You will be clothed with power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So put that oxygen mask, wear Jesus well this year, wear his word well this year, wear his purposes well this year, and all will go well, because we're in a season of divine turnarounds and divine overturnings. Over the last 5-6 years, the Lord's spoken to me many times. Christine, just hold the line. And I've been pouring out that message as we have seen so much deception, so much fear-mongering, so much evil, which they were calling good, bitter, that they were calling sweet, just like the Bible said they would in the last days, as we've seen that poured out in our world. Well, thank the Lord that there has been a turnaround. And I have taken five, what I believe, statements from Donald Trump's inauguration speech that I just saw, and I was driving to pick up my children from school. I saw the start of the inauguration and then had to drag myself away. Responsibility. Hey, responding to everything with God's ability, no matter how big or small this year, that is the call. That is going to be my heart's cry. And then we're going to be responding powerfully. But even in the car, listening on the radio, these five things jumped out at me. And as I sat in the car waiting for my daughter to jump in, I quickly keyed into my phone these five statements. And I want to bring them to you prophetically today. Stand strong is the title of today's message. Move on. And that's what the Lord has for us in this season. The page has turned. A chapter has changed. And in fact, I believe by the Spirit of the Lord, a whole new book is about to be written. And we could see, as we keep leaning in, if we stay in humility, I pray for President Donald Trump that he stays humble before his God, who he proclaims to be his God, that he stays humble, because those who are humble before him will remain in that exalted position. Those who do not humble themselves before God and follow his ways, I believe we're going to see increasingly, we're in a reset. There's going to be a removal of positions, either in this changing of the guard, as I've said before, there's a change of heart, or there's a change, a removing of that guard in Jesus' name. So let's dive in today. Firstly, revolution of common sense. The Lord is bringing us and wants his church, his children, coming back to our senses. We've been cheering nonsense on for way too long, like the emperors, that kiddie story of the emperor that's got no clothes on. I saw it through COVID. I saw it through BLM, as many of you did, and if you were caught up in that, hey, there is no shame in that now. There's just a divine turning to the Lord. Return to the Lord, and let's, with deceptions that are to come in the future, let's be better armed and better prepared. All that has gone on before will set us up for the much more that the Lord has for us as we lean into him. We will not be deceived anymore. We will not be drowned out anymore. Freedom of speech is making its comeback. And we are going to speak up. We are going to speak out. In this era, this decade of the 2020s, now 2025, and in the Hebrew, it's the year 5785. It's their 80s. The 80s in Hebrew, the 80 means mouth, voice, breath. Haven't we seen at the beginning of the 80s how all hell broke out to muzzle, to contain the COVID virus that was an attack on the breath, on people's breathing, and so much that came against what this season and this era and this decade, it isn't over yet, this decade is all about. And that's God's word going out in power, unmuzzled. That's about God's freedom. That's about, as we speak, we repeat God's word, we're going to see miracles break out in the world. We're going to see a mighty harvest of souls returning to the Lord, because that's what the Lord wants, all to be saved. In this revolution of common sense, we are rising up. We're no longer going to be like those around the emperor with no clothes on, cheering on absolute nonsense. But I'm praying that God's wisdom, that from our own stupidity, it breeds nonsense, but from God's wisdom, it breeds justice, and it makes sense common again, instead of the world full of nonsense. A lot of what has gone on has been nonsense, and it hasn't made sense, so much of it. The restrictiveness of recent years, all the restrictions, all of the divisions, all of the fueling of hatred, that has gone on. This is a divine change. This is a divine turnaround. It's a new page, new chapter. Let's allow God to rewrite the story in Jesus' mighty name. Two genders, male and female. Goodbye to the nonsense. Goodbye to woke that will cause families, nations not to be blessed and to go broke. We can learn from our past. Let's not try and cancel culture. You will never cancel God. God, you've tried to write, many try to write him out in the nations of their cultures, write him out of governments, cancel him from our schools. We need the Lord. God, help us. We need you, Lord. May we return to him. Merit over colour of skin. Not a skin issue. It's never been. Racism has never really been a skin issue. It's been a sin issue. It's been an evil ideology that wants to divide. We can read in the scriptures, in Christ, if only people would return to the Lord, there'd be no racism. If only we followed God's instructions to love all, we are all equal under God. It's simple. It's as simple as that. There would be no racism. This is not the church's battle to fight BLM and all that nonsense that went on, because when you know God's word, you're going to be strong in his love and in his truth for all. And we can read, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there's neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's. So it's if you are Christ's, we can be free of all of the nonsense that comes with racism. Then you are Abraham's offspring. We all come from Adam and Eve. We are all those who know Christ. Abraham was the father of faith, of those who would believe and receive that faith for their lives. And it says, we are heirs according to God's promise. That isn't dependent on the colour of your skin. That's dependent on whether you know him. Your success in this world shouldn't be dependent on the colour of your skin, but upon your merit and upon God's purposes being outworked on the earth through the life of every single one of us. So, revolution of common sense. Let's get rid of some of the isms. Let's root out, pull down. Let's get to the roots of them. Root out, pull down, and destroy all of the devil's authority in some of these isms at work on the earth right now. Racism, ageism, anti-Semitism. You can probably give me some more isms in the chat. And let's, while we're at it, get rid of and uproot some of the ites, those parasites that want to suck the life, the truth, the freedom, the purposes, the safe boundaries of God for our lives and for our churches, families and nations out of our lives. Let us get rid of those parasites that want to suck and bleed us dry of God's ultimate blessed best for us. And whilst we're at it, let's get rid of the mediaites, the fake news that often we lean into and we listen to. Truth is found in the word of God. Let God's word be your guide, be your direction. That's what in Ezra they were praying for, God's direction, God's protection, God's provision, God's power. And then may we know God's beautiful perfection in our lives at this time. Secondly, today, God saved my life to make America great again. I sense the Lord wants to say to you today, there's no length the Lord hasn't gone to and won't go to for you. Yes, I do firmly believe God saved President Donald Trump's life. And I pray God's continued protection and power upon him and upon all of our leaders at this time. God has saved you for greatness too. May God through us put the great back into Britain again. Whatever your nation is that you're listening from, may that be your prayer for your nation too. Only God can put the great into us. Only God can uphold us and can complete us and keep us. God has saved you for greatness to make his name great again. Ask of me and I will give you the nations, the ends of the earth for your inheritance. Let's rise up. What we permit is permitted. What we don't permit is not permitted. What have we been permitting on our watch we need to repent of? Divine overturn is divine turnarounds. Now it's a new day. Just look at Zuckerberg and Facebook, how he's changed his tune. God can do anything. God will change hearts or he'll change the guards. Come on, rise up. This is a time for freedom. Freedom of speech. Rule and reign again in his authority through the power of his word and the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. Let us be all God has called us to be, and let's release his greatness on the earth and in the nations. Thirdly, we will not forget our God. That is so important. God is bringing us this year into our promised lands for many of our lives. When we are blessed, when we are flourishing, that's the time we can neglect and we can reject what is ultimately important, and that's his rule and reign in our lives. Let's keep Christ first place and central in all things. We read in Deuteronomy 8, verse 6, "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws and his decrees that I'm giving you this day." That is the written word of God that has been given to us. He shows us in his word what his views are, how we are to live. He shows us godly policies that then governments can incorporate. And thank God for them, because they are safe boundaries for us. So let's be praying and believing that at this time there is a returning. And just as President Trump made that very brave, bold statement, I'm praying that I'm going to hear that one day soon in my nation from the leaders of our nation rising up, returning to the Lord. We will not forget our God and giving him the glory and the praise that is due to his name. Fourthly, today, he spoke about defend our country against threats and invasions. I've been prophesying over the past year to strengthen our walls, gates, borders, and doors. And nothing gives more joy than whenever you see that word of the Lord being answered and a resounding yes rising up. Well done, America. Protect your borders, your walls, your gates, your doors. Close the door to evil. Close the door to those who want to live as an enemy against God-given biblical values within your nations. Welcome, open the doors to those who want to come in and who want to live peaceably within. But it's time to rise. We're taking back at this time, in the revolution of common sense, our walls, gates, borders and doors. As goes America, I pray, so will go Britain, and God will put the great back into Britain again. He will protect and preserve her, because the enemy within. Let's pray for a great revival, for many to come to know him as their Lord and Saviour. So there will be no enemy within, because when we are all in Christ, wow, what a world that would be, hey? It would be love, joy, peace. The kingdom of God manifest in the earth, if only we would not reject, but accept him and his ways. Number five today, divine recompense and reward is coming your way. I've been prophesying it and I saw it outworked. We've just seen it on a national basis there in America, as the statement was made that all servicemen who lost their jobs for refusing to take the COVID vaccine were getting their jobs reinstated with full back pay. Whatever the enemy has come to steal, kill and to destroy for you in this era, expect not the worst, expect the blessed best, as we were talking about yesterday, that the Lord is going to recompense you. He's going to reward you double for trouble, sevenfold for everything that has been stolen, and a hundredfold for all that you give to him. How good is that in Jesus' mighty name? At 78 years, 7 months and 7 days old, Donald Trump, the 45th and 47th president of the United States, is the oldest president elect and the oldest president at inauguration in the country's history. Get rid of ageism, get rid of anti-Semitism, racism, get rid of the parasites, the mediaites, the lies, the deceptions, and let us arise. Nothing can hold you back if you let it. Don't let it. Don't let anything pull you down. Purpose, keeps you going, not slowing. Let's find our purpose, whatever our age, whatever our color, whatever our political persuasion. Let us find our unifying love in the word and in the purposes of God for our lives. In Jesus' name, it is time to stand strong and move on. The move is on. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. This has been a different one, but as you've had me go live with these 25 messages over these 25 days, this is all I had to pour out today, and I'm pouring it out faithfully to you. And I pray, Lord, that you're going to cause within our nations the remnant to rise. Our eyes will be open to see what you are doing on the earth at this time. It's take back time, and we're going to take back our nations for Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, fill us and flood us with your Holy Spirit and power. We pray. We love you, Lord. We're standing strong for you in the power of your might all the way. God bless you. Till next time.